This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his insightful teaching on the subject, how to overcome a setback. He has been speaking about how revelation from God can lead to recovery. Today he continues. Let's join in.
So Job, he hasn't seen God before because God is a spirit. He was a hardworking man, businessman. God is blessing him. But in terms of the spirit realm, he didn't even know that the devil can destroy your business. When his business was destroyed, do you know what he said in Job 1:22? The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He didn't know about evil spirits. He didn't even know about the fact that you could actually see God. So suddenly, God appeared to him. And he said, hey, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear. So I have listened to preaching. I have read the Bible. But in terms of the spirit realm, I've never seen anything like this before. He says, but now my eye sees you. And when he saw God, God started giving him directions and instructions. He gave him spiritual instructions and physical instructions as to what he should do. Spiritually, he told him that he should offer a burnt offering. That's what he told him. So sometimes, even spiritually, something can be wrong, but you don't know what it is. Until the Holy Ghost himself comes to show you that this is wrong, you can be there for 50 years and you will know. And your business will stay at the same place because you don't know what is wrong spiritually. Because sometimes there is something wrong that is preventing the business from moving to a certain level. Like a guy once, businessman, his business was failing. And he came to church. He was sitting on the third row. And I was preaching. As I was preaching, the businessman whose business had failed, he felt a movement in his pocket. And when he looked, a huge mouse had manifested in his pocket. Have you heard of such a story before? You see, unusual things, they are spiritual things. I mean, this is totally unusual. Who ever heard of such a thing before? Since I was born, even in a movie, have you heard seen some before? In a church. So the man held the mouse like this, closed his pocket, and just walked like that. And went outside and released his pocket, and the big mouse jumped out. Yes. So after the service, came to see me. He said, Pastor, the thing that happened to me, I have never seen anything like that before. Then he told me this story. Then I said, okay, I'm going to pray for you that God will turn your business around. So we prayed. And the man said, when he went home and he slept, he had a dream. In the dream, there was a pit or a tunnel under his bed. And the tunnel went down about 1 kilometer into the ground. And in the tunnel, in the earth, were two women. And they had something like a watering hose connected from where they were to his bedroom. So he asked them, what is this? And they said to him spiritually, this is where we drain all your money and we come and put it here. That's what they told the man. They were into spiritual galamsey. These are demons, they are galamsey people. Then he said, you know, because we prayed over a bottle of anointing oil that day. So he told me, then a fire fell. A huge fire fell in the hole and destroyed the two women. Do you know that within 3 weeks, his business grew by 10,000%? He told me himself, he said 10,000. I said, what? Amazing story. So sometimes there is something spiritually wrong. That is why every relationship breaks and you suffer a setback. That is why maybe sometimes every capital, something happens to it. The whole thing that happened to Job, they were spiritual things. But you see, until you have a revelation from God, you may never understand why. Never. So God appeared to him. After the Lord has spoken these words unto Job, he said, "My wrath is kindled against you," that's verse 7, "and your two friends, because you have not spoken unto me about me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has spoken. Therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job will pray for you, for him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly." So God told Job, he said, "Listen, this is my spiritual instruction to you. Your three friends, you are broke, you don't have anything. Ask them to bring 7 bullocks and 7 rams. We are going to give an offering. And when we give the offering, everything will turn around." So if you read verse 9, it said, Eliphaz and Bildad and his other friend Zophar, they did as the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accepted Job. In other words, that spiritual maneuver, are you understanding me? Something changed in the spirit realm. Then verse 10 says, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends." A revelation. So, you know, we are Christians. We are not normal people. The Christian life is a supernatural life. Don't let us reduce it to normal things. Eating buffalo, drinking, sunspot, whatever it is. No, it's a supernatural life. So the spiritual and the supernatural is part of it. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. And an odd believer may not understand what I'm saying, but I don't blame him because he has different weapons. But our weapons are different. Revelation. So take somebody like Peter who was fishing. As a fisherman or a businessman, he had a setback. His business wasn't doing well. And some of us, our business is not doing well. He had a setback. Then Jesus came to his boat. In Luke 5:5, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word," what word is this? It's the word of wisdom. "I will let down the net." The guy was in difficulty. It was a setback for his business. No progress. He was going backwards. But it so happened that Jesus stepped into his boat and started talking to him. He heard the voice of God. I pray that you and I will hear the voice of God. Put your hands together for Jesus. May you hear the voice of God. Peter heard the voice of God. What spoke to him? He said, "At thy word." And that word is actually the word of wisdom. "I will let down the net." So I believe Jesus directed him. Go here, pass here, pass here, pass here. Stop here. Then he stopped. Verse 6 says, when they had this done, in other words, the instruction that Jesus gave to them, when they did it, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net broke. I want to give you some advice. If you call yourself a spiritual person, you are suffering from a setback, pray and ask God to give you a word of wisdom. Show you what you must do. God came to show Job what he should do. Have you prayed and asked the Lord, show me what should I do? Very few people pray that kind of prayer. Have you asked him? But in the example that we have, Job did not do an internet search to see how he can bring his farm back. He started with a revelation. God should guide me.
God should direct me.
You ask
and you receive not. Because you ask amiss.
So it's not just God
can show you what is wrong spiritually. He can also show you what you have to do.
And that's how Job began. Then he says, you have heard of Job. He said, as an example. He said, that man is an example. But instead of doing that, you are now going to do masters in marketing at Gimpa. After you have finished the second degree, he said, things are not working, so I have to add masters. Listen, you may add masters, it may even be worse. Begin to pray. Ask the Lord, what is wrong? Take my brethren, the prophets, as an example.
Do what they did. He said, you will see the result. The time has come for you to pray. Open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law.
Isaac had a turnaround
because God gave him a revelation.
The Lord appeared unto him and said,
Genesis 26 verse 3, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of.
The man was hustling. You see, Isaac inherited a lot of money from his father, Abraham.
Genesis 24 verse 35 talks about the wealth of Isaac.
Abraham's servant said to Isaac's beloved, Rebekah, whom Isaac wanted to marry, the Lord has blessed my master greatly.
Genesis 24 verse 35. And he's become great. He's given him flocks, herds, men servants, maid servants, camels, she asses.
Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master in her old age.
Unto him has he given all that he has. This servant, I like him. Very practical servant.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that we must cry out and inquire of the Lord for revelation to be able to know what to do to overcome a setback in our lives.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It says, dear pastor, I asked you to pray for me because I needed a job. And when you pray for me, within 24 hours, I got a job. May you get a job within 24 hours.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app, on the go with a word.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakrabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.